Home Gun Podcast. What the fuck is up, y'all? September 26, 2022. I don't feel like I've had you guys alone here for a while. I miss you guys. I think about you all the time. Now, on the real, I apologize for the last two episodes. The audio quality was not what it should have been because my computer done a 360 pretty much and just shit out for a couple days. So when I was getting it fixed, I decided to just wipe it fucking completely clean. And when I re-downloaded everything, I didn't realize it did not save my settings. So I've just been uploading podcasts with like traditional Audacity settings, which sound like fucking garbage. And I literally thought that like maybe I'd knocked a mic off the table or something. Like I thought something was like wrong. And I even switched mics at one point to try to figure out what the deal was. Anyways, I apologize. We got it figured out now. And we're back. We are back, better than ever, back on schedule. Every single fucking Monday, you guys should look forward to a new episode. Wow, it's such a commitment when you say it out loud. Anyways, let's knock out the sponsors and let's get into the episode. Today's episode is brought to you by Origin Maine. Go to originmaine.com and use the code THOMAS10 for 10% off of your order. And you're probably like, hey Josh, what the fuck is Origin Maine? Origin Maine is the home of the popular Jocko Go pre-workout, as well as Jocko Greens and Jocko Joint Warfare. Let me tell you guys something. 27 years old, I work 50 plus hours a week, coach full-time, and I'm a dad. Okay? Human and cat. I'm fucking tired. I'm sore. Jocko Joint Warfare gets me through the day. They also have pretty sweet geese and rash guards. And if you use the code THOMAS10, you're going to get a 10% discount. So fucking go you. Go to originmaine.com and use the code THOMAS10 at checkout. And of course, we are brought to you by the Homegrown Fight Co. We just dropped two brand new lines. One is called Wrist Lock the World and the other one is called Buggy Choke the World. Let me tell you, certified fucking fire. In the next couple weeks, you're going to see me just spam upload photos of the new shit that we are getting in because I'm pretty pumped on it. Anyways, go check it out. The Buggy Choke the World is probably my favorite series that we've done outside of like the OG shit. But it's pretty cool shit. And everything is like champion brand or Gildan brand material. So it's pretty sweet. We also have like a fall line of like sale hoodies and sale sweatshirts. Anyways, just go check it out. Hit the link in the bio and go visit the Homegrown Fight Co. What is up, guys? I hate doing those fucking intros. I'm not going to lie to you. Like literally every intro that you guys hear, I don't even know how many episodes we're up to now, but every fucking intro you hear is literally about 8 takes long. Because I'm trying to, like, set the tone for the whole episode. And, you know, it's just, I don't want to be too cheery. Because then you guys are like, oh, yeah, he's in a good mood. And then I just drop a fucking depressing bombshell on you. But I don't want to sound too depressing. And you guys be like, well, this dude needs help. And I'm just, like, talking about all the great shit that's going on. So it's like a happy little in-betweener, you know? God, what has been up lately? I've been working a fucking lot. I've been injured too. I think I talked about that one or two episodes ago. I separated the AC joint in my shoulder. So that's been bumming me out hard fucking core. I've been in a really dog shit mood. Because I couldn't do anything. Like I could train enough, like I could do enough at the gym to like, I could coach and like I could demonstrate the technique we were doing. And I could show it maybe two or three good times. And if somebody was like, can I see it again? I was fucked. Like, it was pretty rough. You don't realize how much activity your shoulder is present for until it's, like, fucked up. And it's, like, my fault that it was fucked up. And then I was, like, I don't know. I was just, like, not doing the right shit to heal it. So that was, like, super aggravating. And then my best friend came to town. My lifelong childhood best friend, Michael, came to town. We'd done that episode where we were watching the 90s, like the early to mid to late 90s, early 2000s commercials. Which is always fun. Michael's not been here in like a while. So the last time he was here, like, weed wasn't legal. It was just like, it was so different, I guess. Like, we now have a dispensary in town, multiple dispensaries in town, actually. So it is like really different for him being here in just like a 4 to 5 year period. So we just kind of like, we didn't really do much, actually. He had to go to a wedding, and I had Sadie the whole time. And then ADCCs was happening, too, which I wanted to fucking go do an episode on the homegrown MMA show about. ADCCs was fucking phenomenal. So, like, I like ADCC. For me, coming from wrestling into submission grappling, like, I think the ADCC rule set is probably the best, like the literal best of the best. I'd never sat down and just dedicated an entire weekend to ADCC before. I've always just watched, like, I've always picked and choosed. I've always picked and chose what I wanted to watch, and in doing that, I've missed a lot of really good shit. With that being said, Mo and Seth absolutely fucking killed it. They were the organizers. I guess Mo Jassim was the main organizer, and Seth Daniels from Fight to Win helped, and they fucking killed it, man. They had Lynn Hart, the old Pride announcer, doing names, which I honestly, like, I fucking loved it. They had Bruce Buffer come for the finals matches and introduce the competitors for the finals matches. You know, even though it was super long, I loved the Hall of Fame ceremony. Seeing, like, Henzo Gracie, Hodger Gracie, Dean Lister, like, seeing all these people get recognized was just, it was fucking phenomenal. Usually with most Flow events, too, I can't shit on Flow because, like, I love Flow Grappling. I can't really shit on them too much. The one thing I can shit on them for is, like, the audio quality, or, I'm sorry, the video quality is usually kind of, you know, 50-50. You'll have, like, some really weird fuzzy matches every now and again. But it was fucking phenomenal for ADCC, I thought, and we pretty much spent the entire weekend just really appreciating ADCC, and we had a little watch party, and it was pretty nice, man. It was super cool. The only fucking thing that I have to complain about is that WNO events run fucking long. WNO is Who's Number One. It's presented by Flow Grappling. They run really fucking long, like really late into the night. And ADCC did too. The second night, it ran so fucking long. That's the only thing I can complain about. And it's only, like, it only ran long because we're on the East Coast. Of course, ADCC 2022 was in Las Vegas. You know, I guess it wasn't late for them. It was pretty late for us on the East Coast, which kind of sucked. But shout out to Mo. I hope Mo gets the bid for ADCC 2024, and I hope that I hope they keep it in the U.S. For people that don't know grappling, I'm about to switch it up from grappling here in just a moment. For people that don't know grappling, ADCC is like the Olympics for jiu-jitsu or submission grappling, and every 2 years, a new quote-unquote promoter will take it over, and then they'll move locations every 2 years. So Mo has been the promoter the last 2 years, and he's done it in America. I'm hoping to God that Mo gets the bid one more year and that he keeps it in America. We are going to temporarily move to Austin in preparation for ADCC 2024. Trials are like next November, November the 2023. I don't know why I said the 2023. And they are being, I guess, promoted by Tom. So that's great. They're going to more than likely stay in New Jersey. So I'm really looking forward to that. I don't want to fucking travel internationally, if I'm being honest. Like I do, but I don't, you know. I would want to if it was like a vacation. Or like something like that, but if it's like ADCC and I'm in ADCC, I'd like my whole family to be there. And I feel like a lot of people are like that. So, I don't know. You got to make it to trials first, and that's the first goal. So, more than likely, this weekend, October the 1st, we are going to be on the Fight to Win 210 card, Cleveland, Ohio. And I'm fucking pumped. I'm so pumped. I feel like I've been grounded for like the last fucking month and a half. Like, I feel like I've not been able to do anything, and now I can finally go out and hang out with my friends. Like, this injury has literally left me feeling the weirdest teenage feelings ever. Like, I felt like I've been fucking grounded. Like, I just wasn't allowed to go outside and hang out with my friends. That's very hopeful. I'm going to move away from grappling because we're now 11 minutes in. I've gave you guys like two shitty audio quality episodes back to back. And if you're not a grappling fan, you're probably like, fuck, dude, shut up. We watched the new Texas Chainsaw Massacre last night. We got to talk about this. So it came out. February the 18th, 2022. And as far as I can tell, it was released directly to Netflix. Yep. So it says in October 2020, the film was initially slated for a theatrical release sometime in 2021. However, in August 2021, the film was revealed to skip a theatrical release and would instead be released exclusively on Netflix. So it came out in February of this year, and I remember seeing it on Netflix, but I was just like, yeah, whatever, I don't really fucking care. I'm not gonna lie, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre was not one of those like franchises that I was like super big into. Like, I'm into horror movies, so I've seen them, but I was not very... I wasn't like, yo, throw on fucking Texas Chainsaw Massacre. You know what I mean? Like, so last night we were sitting around and we were like, fuck, we want to watch a scary movie. Don't know what to watch. And, when you type in Halloween movies on Netflix, it pops up. And so I was like, I don't know. I was just like, you know what? Fuck it. Let's do it. Right. Oh boy. If you've not seen it, it's 83 minutes, dude. It's only fucking 83 minutes. Not a very long fucking movie. And essentially, it is a modern remake. I think it was set 50 years. Yes. 50 years after Leatherface's killing spree in 1973. And so it follows these young entrepreneurs who are traveling to the abandoned Texas town of Harlow to auction off old properties to create a trendy, heavily gentrified area. So it is very fucking modernized. At one point in the opening, 5 minutes, probably, they are literally like talking about guns, like, I can't believe this guy is just walking around with a gun on his hip, like, you know, typical liberal nonsense. And I like any movie where a liberal just gets their fucking head chopped off, so I was like, you know what, this could be cool. Well, that sounded fucking hardcore, dude. Oh, hey, shit, I'm running for fucking mayor. You guys should vote for me. Yeah, Thomas, 2022, what's up? Anyways, so it's a super modern spin. Like, they're in a literal self-driving car. They're obviously very heavily liberal people. And so they get to the town of Harlow, and there's like a dilapidated orphanage, and they are, I guess, like, exploring the buildings when they walk into the orphanage, and they see that there's like a woman still living there. And of course, Bubba is like, you know, Leatherface. He also lives there. And essentially, like, there's like a property dispute. Like, this old woman still owns this building, but they think that they own it, kind of. And so the lady has a heart attack. So, essentially, they call 911, and one of the young entrepreneurs, I guess we're going to call them from now on, ride in the ambulance with Leatherface and this old woman, Jenny, who is like his mom. And she dies on the way to the hospital, which prompts Leatherface, aka Bubba, to snap the fucking wrist of a police ambulance worker dude. Straight up just snaps his fucking wrist, exposing the bone, and then jabs the bone into his neck. It's fucking crazy. And then, you know, of course, you know, the van or the ambulance or whatever wrecks. Leatherface fucking cuts off Mama's face and wears it and goes back to the town. It's pretty fucking crazy, though, that... See, here's the thing. Like, the older that I get, and I'm in fucking combat sports, like, I see some pretty nasty shit. Gore, just like, the older I get, I just can't do it, dude. Like, I found myself looking away so fucking much last night that I was like, wow, I'm a pussy. Like, I would make fun of myself if I was, you know, younger. I just, like, there's something about it, dude. I just can't stomach it anymore. It just, it bothers me. I don't want to ruin the movie if you've not seen it. Then again, it came out in February, so fuck you guys. There's like this big bus that brings all these potential investors, and Leatherface goes on a fucking killing spree on the bus, of course. And it's so fucking bloody and so gory. And A, shout out to the special effects people. I wonder if the Wikipedia probably won't tell me who done it. Yep, not gonna tell me. Shout out to those guys though, because they done an absolutely phenomenal job. I mean, it looks so fucking real. I mean, I've never seen anybody. I mean, you know, knock on wood. God forbid, I've not seen anybody get hacked to death by a fucking serial killer. But, and I hope I never do. That's the thing, dude. Here's the thing. In scary movies, I feel like everybody acts like a fucking idiot. I'm not trying to offend anybody when I say this, but if you are ever with me and somebody attacks us, it's fucking kill or be killed, baby. I'm pushing you down. Like, you will get ate by this fucking dude before I will. That is a fact. And one of the things that kill me about these movies is, like, they quote unquote kill the bad guy, right? They always kill the murderer. They kill the crazy person. And then the guy always fucking comes back. And he always comes back and attacks and kills, usually whenever one of the main characters is fucking complacent. I'm going to ruin this movie for you fucking guys. That is exactly what happened. Shout out Sally Hardesty, because she made a reappearance 50 years later. And she's a bad motherfucker in this movie. So, plot twist, she dies. We're left with two sisters at the end of this movie who believe that they have killed Leatherface. And so what better thing to do than to sit inside of a self-driving car with both fucking windows and the moonroof open and just sit in the middle of this town and just have a fucking sisterly conversation, right? Leatherface runs up to the vehicle, grabs the older sister, yanks her through the fucking window, and cuts her head off. It is literally so fucking abrupt. But it was literally like, as they're sitting there, talking, having this fucking sisterly bonding moment in this car. And then, so the cheesiest fucking part of this movie is the self-driving car drives away while Leatherface is just holding old girl. It's terrible, dude. Where the fuck was I going with that? Anyways, if that's me and anybody that I fucking know, and we've just, you know, killed the bad guy, We are running to that car, jumping in. We're looking in the back seat, you know, making sure, because that's like a typical thing that can happen. Is like, you know, the fucking, you know, plot twist there in the back seat. I'm going to look in the back seat, and I'm hauling fucking ass, dude. I'm straight up burning rubber out of that fucking town. You got to be shitting me. Okay, if we're giving it a rating out of 10, I'm going to say 6. And I'm going to hold the line at 6. Because it had good moments. It had good moments. It's such a fucking short movie. What, like an hour and 23 minutes? It's such a short fucking movie. You get introduced to the characters. The characters were kind of cool. The non-liberal fuckheads. They were kind of cool. This fucking cat's just jingling his little bell. Hey, you good? It's like fucking Hector Salamanca up here with his fucking bell. If anybody remembers Hector from Breaking Bad, and he's fucking ding, 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 ding. Anyways, where was I at? The characters. There were some pretty cool characters. I wish that we would have gotten more out of them, I guess. Like, there's this one guy who I'm just gonna, you know, he gets fucking murked. Right? Leatherface pulls no punches, bro. Straight snaps this dude's leg backward. But that was a cool fucking guy. I wish we could have seen more of him. Or maybe, if it's a 2-hour movie, maybe he doesn't die in the initial 45 minutes. You know, because at that point, you're still just like getting used to everybody. The pacing for this movie was terrible. It all happened so fucking quick that, and that's another thing. Like, it's an 83 minute movie. It's an hour and 23 minutes. Like, the pacing's gonna be pretty shit. But it happened so fast. It makes it believable that it all happened in one night. You know, you ever watch a movie that, like, The fucking Hangover? That's like literally a day, and it just feels like a fucking week when you're watching it, you know? But this definitely felt like it all happened in one night. Started during the day, ended the next morning. You definitely get that feeling. The acting was pretty good. Acting was good. Like I said, the special effects were fucking crazy. It's just a fucking wild movie, dude. Fucking blew my mind. I don't really think I like horror movies that much anymore. But I don't like gory ones, dude. Like, I like... Like, I'm going to sit down tonight, and I'm going to finally watch It all the way through. The new one. Going to finally watch it all the way through. But I don't think I like... Like, Saw movies fucking trip me out, dude. Saw movies trip me out. There are certain scenes on American Horror Story I can't watch. Like, it's just something about gore just fucking makes me uncomfortable. It doesn't make me... Like, it doesn't make my stomach hurt. It just fucking freaks me out, I think. I don't know. It's just weird. If anybody has played the popular game Exploding Kittens, we just bought the Exploding Kittens Recipes for Disaster box last night. Fucking incredible game. If anybody out there wants smoke and Exploding Kittens... Yeah, come get it. It's a fucking great game, though. The older I get, I like gory, like, horror movies a lot less, and I like fucking board games a lot more. I'm literally turning into an old man at 27. There was another horror movie we watched called The Killer Is in Your House, I think. I think that's what it was called. The Killer... is inside the house. I'm typing it right now. It was on Netflix. It was fucking good. It actually got a 6 out of 10 on IMDb. I'm gonna give it a fucking 8. It was a good movie. It was low budgety, kinda. It had that cult feel to it. Like, it could take off in like 10 years and people are gonna be like, that was a fucking good movie. The first official day of fall was last week, so it's fucking Halloween season in this house, baby. We are watching nothing but horror movies. And I got this fucking frat next door. Living next door fraternity makes it Halloween 24/7. They you know, frats do like like mid-level satanic shit because they're out there all the time. When I wake up for work, I have to be at work at 4 a.m. I used to have to wake up at 5:30, right? So at 5:30 in the morning, they were still out there partying when I went to bed at fucking 11 or 10 or whatever, right? And they're always out there and they're going, ooh, ooh, ah, ooh, ooh, ah. Like, and then they're chanting this fucking, like, these words and shit. Like, they're casting a fucking spell. So the other day, two of them are running through my trees. And I hope to God the third one, the guy that I had the interaction with, was a frat member that was just high out of his fucking mind. But one of them was just standing under my steps. Like, they go up to the apartment. Just standing under them. They are so weird, though, dude. They party so hard. It makes me literally think back to, like, when I was 20, like, 18, 19, 20, 21, and I could just fucking drink all night, not sleep, and I was, like, perfectly fine. And now, 8:30 hits. Dude, I've already had a fucking nap today, and it's 8:06. So, I just can't hang anymore. I can't hang anymore. I wrote down another note. What is this fucking note? I'm going to save that for another episode. We're going to probably cap this one off here in just a moment. Yeah, the fraternity is right fucking next door, dude. Right next door. And they're so loud. So on one side of me, I have this fucking fraternity. I just almost burped and forced myself not to. On one side of me, I have a fraternity. On the other side, I have this guy that has two dogs outside. Now, let me just say, I fucking hate animals that are kept outside. Fucking hate it. It bothers me so bad, dude. And I, you know, growing up on like a fucking farm, we had an outside dog. And I just never was cool with it. I always wanted to bring him in the house. I hate outside animals. Like, I hate that. But this motherfucker, dude, barks all the fucking time. He is literally one half of the reason that my intros take 8 takes to fucking, you know, get down pat. So I've got these rabid fucking dogs on one side. I mean, I have the frat on the other. I'm more than willing to venture that this is the safest neighborhood on this whole road. These Looney Tune fucking frat guys that are out in the yard, shirts off, 40-degree weather, going, ooh, ooh, ah, around the fucking campfire. You pull up, I'm the next person, right? And then the person beside me has these rabid fucking dogs. I guarantee nobody's trying to come up in here and rob anybody. This is the danger zone right here. I love my community. I'm running for mayor. Thomas, 2022. Anyways, I hope you guys have a great week. I am... It's fucking cat, dude. I am going to bring another episode next Monday. I have more shit that I'm going to talk about, and I'm going to get back on my history bullshit. And hopefully update you guys on how Fight to Win goes this weekend. I love you guys. Hey, click the link in the bio. Buy from Origin Maine. Right? Go buy yourself some pre-workout and some Jocko Joint Warfare. Then go over to the other link in the bio and go buy you some homegrown Fight Co. merch. Okay, it's pretty fire shit. If you upload a photo of yourself wearing the Buggy Choke the World or the Wrist Lock the World shirt, I'll send you something else for free. Adios.